In Fukan Zazengi, Dogen Zenji begins. The way is basically perfect and all-pervading. How could it be contingent upon practice and realization? The Dharma vehicle is free and untrammeled. What need is there for concentrated effort? Indeed, the whole body is far beyond the world's dust. Who could believe in a means to brush it clean? It is never apart from one right where one is. What is the use of going off here and there to practice? And yet, if there is the slightest discrepancy, the way is as distant as heaven from earth. If the least like or dislike arises, the mind is lost in confusion. He goes on to say, you should therefore cease from practice based on intellectual understanding, on pursuing words and following speech, and instead learn the backward step that turns your light inward to illuminate yourself. Body, mind of themselves will drop away, and your original face will be manifest. If you will want to attain suchness, you should practice suchness without delay. You should be suchness without delay. And since from the beginning you are suchness, without delay, how could it be contingent upon practice and realization? How could we need to get something, and yet, as he says, the slightest discrepancy and its great distance? Since this is fundamentally the nature of our life, I will bring up a case, and maybe it can refresh and remind us of what and who we are at this very minute. This is a case from the Blue Cliff Record, the Heikigan Roku, or I hesitate to try to pronounce it in Chinese. The Blue Cliff Record, as many of you know, was, compiled in China in the 9th to 11th century, it was compiled, it was actually a compilation by two authors, Secho or Shuedo, who put together wrote the main cases and the verses, taking older cases from the past centuries and from sutras, and creating 100 cases with verses. And then several centuries later, Yuan Wu or Engo added instructions and additional comments. This is case 55 in the Blue Cliff record, called Dogo's Condolence Call. Usually there's an instruction or an introduction and then the main case, but as I just said, the instruction was added on 2 centuries or approximately later by Engo. So I will start with the case and then we'll add on the instructions. So the main case. Dogo and Zengin went to a home to make a condolence call. Zengin hit the coffin and said, "Alive? Dead?" Dogo said, "Alive, I won't say. Dead, I won't say." Zengin said, "Why won't you say?" Dogo said, "I won't say. I won't say." As they were returning to the monastery, Zengin said to his teacher Dogo, "Master, tell me at once or I'll hit you." Dogo said, "Hit me all you want, but I still won't say." Zengin then hit him. Zengin then had to leave because he had hit his teacher. I don't know if he had to leave, but he left. After that, Dogo passed away. Zengin went to Sekiso and related the foregoing story. Sekiso said, "Alive, I won't say. Dead, I won't say." Zengin said, "Why won't you say?" Sekiso said, "I won't say. I won't say." At these words, Zengin had an insight. One day, Zengin went to the Dharma hall carrying a hoe, and he crossed back and forth, east to west, west to east. Sekiso said, "What are you doing?" Zengin said, "I'm looking for the relics of our late teacher." Sekiso said, "Enormous waves roll far and wide. Foaming billows floods up to the skies. What relics of the late teacher are you looking for?" Secho commented, "Heavens, heavens!" Zengin said, "That is just what to work on." Taigen Fu said, "The late teacher's relics are still there." As an introduction to this case, it was put together by Secho. Too many pages here. Oh, that's the introduction to this case is secure, stable, total reality experienced on the spot. Entering the flow to transform things is undertaken directly. Cutting off confusion in a flash, unapproachable when mounting a tiger's head and taking the tiger by the tail. Leaving this aside for this moment, is there a way to help people by letting out a pathway? Is there a way to help people by letting out a pathway? This is a wonderful case, but it's in some ways not at all so simple. This case came up for me because, as some of you may know, I was at 2 funerals this past week. One of them for someone who I visited a few days before they died, and then they were in their home and they knew they were dying. They had ceased having any, or they ceased having dialysis, and it was inevitable that they would die, and they had made that choice. And we sat with them for a while, and then 2 days later, they died. And then the body was laid out, just as in this case, in the home, and people came there and visited. We did that for several consecutive days, and then there was the final funeral. That's what the case here starts with. Dogo and Zengin. Dogo's the teacher, Zengin's the student, went to a house. Here it says sometimes it's translated to express condolences. You could say it that way. You could say in some way this is probably before there were formal traditions of how to have a funeral and so forth. So the body is at the house. The coffin is there with the body. So the student comes in and, alive or dead? Alive or dead? How would you respond? Dogo says, alive, I won't say. Dead, I won't say. Alive, I won't say. Dead, I won't say. What does he mean by that? Alive, I won't say. Dead, I won't say. Is this living or dead? What is this? Some of you might be familiar where Dogen Zenji in another fascicle says, life is life of the Buddha, death is life of the Buddha, or could be translated another way, life is complete as is, death is complete as is. Death is death, life is life. And yet, alive I won't say, dead I won't say. But Zengin wants something more. What does he want from his teacher? What does Zengin want from his teacher? Alive I won't say, dead I won't say. Why won't you say? His teacher says, I won't say, I won't say. Wonderful, very clear. Is it living? Is it dead? This is a vital question that Zengin's asking. Even Shakyamuni Buddha can't say. Whatever you call it is something extra, in a way besides the point. And yet Zengin can't hear what his teacher Dogo is revealing. He even says, I'll hit you if you don't tell me. It's, of course, in a formal sense, a great calamity to hit his teacher, a great offense. But he's saying, this question is so important to me, to resolve this matter. What is this being alive? What is this being dead? What is this? And his teacher is not going to seduce him with something that takes him away, distracts him. But I won't say, even if you hit me, I won't say. Hit me if you like, but I won't say. So he goes ahead and hits his teacher. Alive or dead? Are you alive? Are you dead? Before we go on, let me again go to the case, but this time we'll go to the introduction to the case. Remember, this is Yuan Wu's pointer of the main points of the case, and also an attempt to sum it up, what's going on here. Secure, stable, total reality experienced on the spot. It's stable, total reality experienced right now. Being just this moment. Entering the flow to transform things is undertaken directly. Cutting off confusion in a flash. Unapproachable. Cutting off confusion in a flash. That's really what the point of any teaching is, cutting off confusion in the flesh. And this is what the introduction is, praising Zengin, praising Dogo. Zengin is challenging Dogo, please cut off confusion in the flesh. Since this is what Dogo is capable of. That's what the introduction is. Cutting off confusion in the flesh. Unapproachable. unapproachable. Letting go of confusion in the flesh. And another translation of the Chinese is, in sparks struck from flint, in a flash of lightning, he sits and cuts off all delusions. While riding on a tiger's head and grasping its tail, he is a wall towering up 1,000 feet. But putting aside for a moment, is there a way of teaching others while allowing a narrow road or not? What we've got here is the teacher, student, the teacher offering the student, but the student not seeing. Dogo, hit me if you like, but I will not tell. I'll never tell. Hit me if you like. Zengin doesn't see it at that point. Hit me if you like. Alive or dead? Right now, each of us need to ask that of ourselves. Is this alive? Is this dead? Are you alive? Are you dead? What do you say to this? Now, of course, if you approach this as a so-called ordinary thing, what kind of question is that? You're coming into a funeral or a dead person's house where the family is gathered around the dead body. You go over to the coffin and go, alive or dead? Someone would say, hey, you're stupid. What are you asking such stupidity here? We're having a funeral. What do you think this is? What do you think this is? So, this is a very fundamental point. Alive or dead? What is being alive? What is dying? What is dead? Why won't Dogo say alive? Why won't he say dead? That's why won't you say? That's a real question. Why won't you say? Isn't it obvious? You once met someone on the street. This coffin there. This body in there. Alive or dead? They'd look at you. You mean you don't know? Something the matter with you? So this isn't so simple. Especially if we notice all the ways what we believe about so-called being alive and about so-called being dead. What's going on here? What's going on? And yet this is a very, very valuable, direct teaching. Alive or dead? Is there something when the body dies, some sort of Buddha nature that goes somewhere? Don't believe such nonsense. So what is it? Is it alive now? Is it dead? Life is life for the Buddha. Death is life for the Buddha, says Dogen. What does he mean by that? These are fundamental matters that We need to clarify. We need to clarify in order to be able to live right now here. Otherwise, even while we're alive, we're dead. What is this? What is going on here? I won't say too much today. We'll continue this tomorrow, but I want you to hear the case and really attend to this and see what's going on. I'll read another, a slightly different translation into English of the case. See whether we can have a little more of a glimmer. Dogo and Zengin went to a house to express condolences. Zengin rapped on the coffin and asked, "Alive or dead?" Dogo said, "I won't say alive, I won't say dead." Zengin said, "Why won't you say?" Dogo said, "I won't say, I won't say." On the way home, Zengin said, "Master, please tell me right away. Please tell me right away. Tell me right away." He really, urgently wants to clarify this. "I'm not going to let you get away. If you don't, I'll hit you." Even though that's the, what should I say, one of the terrible things to do in their Chinese tradition, hitting one's master. And yet Dogo says, "Hit me if you like, but I'll never tell." What won't Dogo tell? Zengin hit. Later, after Dogo passed away, so Zengin went to Sekiso and told him this story. Now, it's said that Zengin had went off and practiced in various places and had some realization and insight. Sekiso was Dogo's Dharma heir. So Zengin's coming back to the temple monastery where they were, where he had practiced. Now Sekiso's the master there. And he tells him the story, and Sekiso's response is, "I won't say alive, I won't say dead." Again, Zengin is faced with the same, "Why won't you say?" Sekiso said, "I won't say, I won't say." With these words, Zengin had some understanding. Further insight. Doesn't say he had great enlightenment, but he had further awakening. One day, Zengin appeared in the lecture hall with a hoe, and he walked back and forth from east to west and west to east, back and forth with the hoe. And someone said, "What are you doing there?" You know, imagine if someone's walking back and forth in the zendo with a hoe. "What are you doing?" "I am seeking the sacred bones of our late master." Sacred bones of the late master. The bones are the fundamental of what he is. Sekiso says, "On the billows of the great ocean, white caps swell to the sky. What sacred bones of our late master are you looking for?" What's he saying there? Is he praising them? Is he saying, you're still crazy, aren't you? What's the matter with you? And Secho's commentary, Secho is the original editor of this collection, "Blue sky, blue sky, Zengin says, that is good for my training, good for my ongoing practice, if I say it that way, good for training others. And a later commentator, Daigen Fu, said, the sacred bones of our late master still exist. I'll say that's high praise. So I'm going to leave this for a day, and tomorrow we'll pick this up further. So you can ponder, chew, alive, dead. I won't say. So, thank you.